Now time for your say. Today, a couple of your thoughts in response to our discussion about branding a city, with Brand Cities founding chairman Peter Holmes Acourt, and in just after our discussion on Greater Springfield, branding cities is certainly in the air. Also, some responses to our story on autonomous robots. First, cities, and a comment from Terry Varco. I have to agree with Peter Holmes Acourt that the attraction of Sydney is its cosmetic value. Paul Keating said that the people of Sydney must realise that Sydney is not a Paris or a Vienna or a Melbourne. Having lived in both cities, my comment would be that Sydney has the looks, but Melbourne has the quality and depth of character. Nick Proffers writes, I landed in Sydney as a migrant in 1970 and loved the place, but it was a much different city to what it is today. People knew each other. Suburbs were somehow connected in both the physical and the social sense. We moved to Adelaide in 1977 and have stayed here ever since. I left Sydney with the sense that it was a great place to visit, but only a great place to live in if you did not have to get out in rush hour traffic. To overcome those issues will be difficult. There are no easy nor expensive solution, nor inexpensive solutions. Singapore seems to work a lot better, likewise San Francisco. If you're interested in reading Nick's letter in greater detail, you can do so by going to our website, abc.net.au/rn/bydesign. And today I have to announce that all RN guest books, including ours here at By Design, have been closed as we move to our new comments option attached to each story on our website. You can listen to the audio, download the audio, or comment. You just need to click on the comment link. Our option for you to email us is business as usual. 2 weeks ago, Jan Ryan spoke to Professor Hugh Durrant-White from the University of Sydney about how Australia is leading the field in developing autonomous robots. Here's a suggestion from Julie Umek for a novel use of agricultural robots. A couple more of you also suggested the same thing. I was listening to your segment this morning on the use of helicopter-themed robots to target and spray weeds. Please tell me that in time these will incorporate a dial that can be set to cane-toed, so they can buzz about the top end, spotting and incinerating the beasts. That sounds a bit Terminator.